Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Remember, tonight we've got our Impact Wrestling co-stream is to go home to Slammiversary, which we'll be reacting to this weekend as well on Saturday and then Money in the Bank on Sunday. Hey, yes. Do us a favor. Give this video a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. Larson, what's in the news?
What's the news? So before we proceed with news, got to do a spoiler warning here. Potential massive spoilers ahead. So if you don't want to know about spoilers, we time code stuff, click ahead of the next story. No spoilers after this one. So you've been warned. Has to do with potential surprise return. Come up here soon. So again, you've been warned. So a little backstory before spoilers. So about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, by the way, this applies to people in Twitch chat too. So
yeah, mute if you want.
Mute this if you don't want to hear this.
Yes. So about 3 weeks ago, Wrestling Observer reported that Becky Lynch had been spotted at the WWE Performance Center, with PW Insider noting that Lynch had been training with Indy Hartwell while she was there. And today, PW Insider is reporting, again, spoiler alert, this is your last warning, spoiler alert. This is what PW Insider had to say, quote, Becky Lynch is scheduled to be at this Sunday's Money in the Bank pay-per-view. There is no word yet whether Lynch will be appearing on camera, but as of this morning, she is slated to be in attendance at the pay-per-view. Should be noted that I believe Wrestling Observer mentioned, along with the report that she was at the PC, that she was in attendance at Hell in the Cell as well.
Yeah.
So, again, if this report is true, she's in the building for Money in the Bank. You know, nothing definitive that she's actually going to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but she's coming back. I mean, whether it's at Money in the Bank or the Raw or SmackDown after Money in the Bank.
Yes. She's going to have a match at SummerSlam.
She's going to have a match at SummerSlam. Yeah, she's going to be back with the company. So that's exciting stuff. Yeah, also one of our Twitch chatters here is asking us, are we going to co-stream? We're not going to co-stream SmackDown. We are going to live react to it, though. Yes, that
yes,
is.
Yes,
co-stream is
yes.
When you can actually see the stuff on here, and that would be
not
illegal.
Allowed to do that.
There are plenty of Twitch streams you can see that on. It's just not going to be ours.
We are not one of them, no.
Exactly. We no. are. Yeah, I'm not going to name names. Yes. So anyways, exciting stuff. Also exciting stuff. AEW got back over 1 million in the total viewership, so the numbers are in. Night one of Fyter Fest garnered, spoilers are over now. Thank you, Larson. Over 1 million viewers last night for AEW's Dynamite, 1.025 million to be exact, according to PW Torch. Additionally, Dynamite bested Raw's 18-49 male demo and earned a 0.4 in the overall 18-49 demo compared to Raw's 0.43 18-49 overall.
That's pretty close.
So,
That's pretty darn close.
It was a really good episode. And so that's good. We'll see what WWE, if fans are able to inject some more interest in WWE's product coming up shortly.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm sure it will somewhat.
Money in the Bank as well.
Yeah, it all depends on if any company, now that there's fans there, they're out touring, and the excitement that's associated with all that, if they could take that momentum and carry it, you know, for the weeks ahead after the initial kind of buzz of fans being back kind of wears off.
Yeah, or they're just going to have a bunch of fans chanting what in the crowd again, like they used to, and apparently like they did at AEW. Anyway, so that's cool stuff. Good for them. This is kind of interesting. Not entirely sure if this is, as they say in the industry, a work or a shoot, but apparently a certain WWE champion, maybe even, I want to speak for you, our favorite current WWE champion, Walter, could be injured.
Yeah, maybe. So we were doing our NXT UK reaction stream on Twitch as usual. And during the course of that, of course, it opened up with like a bit of a press conference with Walter and Ilya Dragunov. During the course of that, we learned via WWE's Twitter, and then it was announced on the show later on, the following, quote, WWE medical staff has confirmed Walter has suffered a severe injury to his left hand and has been deemed unfit to compete for a scheduled rematch with Ilya. Stay locked in for more updates on this quickly developing story. So the match has been pushed. Now, if you want to look at this strictly from a kayfabe perspective, this is a worked injury because they want to delay this match so they could potentially have fans there. My understanding is that things are going to start opening up United Kingdom. That's what some friendos from the United Kingdom have told us. I believe July 19th.
Correct. Is that the right date? Yeah.
Within the next week.
Yeah, they're actually calling it Freedom Day. What is it? 19th of July. Yeah. 19th. Nightclubs are reopening. Pubs and restaurants are no longer table service only. It's Freedom Day in the UK. And you can't help but wonder, to your point, if given how far in advance they tape UK, they're ready to do this big match, which it seems, this seems ripe for a title change. The fact that Triple H opened the press conference via FaceTime or whatever, a Matt Chat question,
yeah. Yeah.
leads me to believe that the time is now. Ilya's story, the time is now for that. And it does make me wonder, you know, you and I've always said, Ilya needs to win that title when fans come back.
Mm-hmm.
And the only question is, like, which race was going to happen? Well, I wonder if they had taped this prior to the understanding that Freedom Day was around the corner, or at least on the horizon. And so they pulled this at the last minute, knowing that they had this press conference lined up. That's a possibility. Mm-hmm.
It's entirely possible. I mean, it's entirely possible, too. This is a real thing. You know, maybe Walter hurt himself somehow, training or something. Don't know. But given circumstances going on in the United Kingdom, without more firm details from WB's end as far as the nature of the injury, you know, I think it's only natural to speculate that this is a worked situation. They're doing it so they can have this match in front of fans.
And I mean, could you imagine like the level of excitement in the crowd, this being the main event of their first show back? That could be nuts, just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder what the game plan after that would be if they have somehow convinced Walter to go to NXT Prime. I mean, he always seemed very hesitant to do that,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes, you know, money talks, and who knows, maybe he's going to end up on, I would think that maybe if he'd go anywhere, it'd be NXT Prime and not main roster, given what happened to Survivor Series a couple of years
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, people's priorities change, and maybe he's like, hey, I've kind of done everything I can do here. I want a new challenge. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah. Yeah. That will be interesting. It will be interesting. Speaking of NXT UK, we watched it
mm-hmm. yeah.
today, as we mentioned. So it opened up with, as you mentioned, Triple H hyping up Walter versus Ilya 2. We have a press conference. This is pretty well done. Ilya's got this, I don't know exactly how to describe this iteration of his character.
He's like a tortured Jekyll and Hyde.
Kind of, yeah. But he knows it inside and out.
Yeah, like, right, yeah.
You can tell in his mind, there's no ambiguity in terms of who this character is.
He cried.
So, I know.
He cried during this press conference.
And then almost snapped at the end, seemingly.
It was great.
Like he was on the verge of snapping. It was really good. And Walter was being just intimidating.
Yeah, bully.
Tense. It was really good. It was really well done.
Mm-hmm, yeah. My only complaint was there was no, so they did the press conference. They had press in attendance, of course, the press conference.
Yeah.
There was no Adam Pacitti at the press conference.
Also, the canned audience audio was A, unnecessary, B, really oddly timed.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
It wasn't as if the crowd was reacting to anything. It was just, it was like it was a loop. Which with pauses, you know, in the crowd audio, and they just looped it, and whatever the crowd cheered.
So. Yeah, it was pretty goofy. They need to stop with that. But I mean, if these are the last few tapings, then you know, I guess we're not gonna have to worry about it for much longer. Anyways, after that, we had a subculture promo. They, I guess, they're getting a tag title now match now against Pretty Deadly because of the win Mark Andrews had against one of the Pretty Deadly guys.
Yeah,
forget his name.
Me too.
Yeah, Lewis, then we had
Lewis.
Howley? Crowley?
Lewis Howley.
Howley? Okay.
Howley. Lewis Howley, I believe.
After that, we had Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter versus Raja and Teo Man. Teo Man and Raja had a promo beforehand, which I don't remember what they said.
I couldn't really hear.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just being honest. So.
And then, yeah, no, I mean, I didn't. I don't remember the promo. And I swear, man, we were watching this match, and Carter and Smith really seemed to have this thing won.
Well in hand.
And then they just sort of fell apart at the very end with Tio Man tapping out Carter. It didn't really do much for anybody in this match. I mean, Tio Man got the win, but man, they didn't look very good.
It took Raja tripping up Carter off the second rope.
Yeah.
For it to become a possibility. I mean,
they are a brand new tag team, and from all accounts, they don't actually eat any food, because whenever we see Tio Man's table, there's no food on the dinner table and the dinner plates.
That's true. That's true.
So maybe they're just a bit famished.
That could be. After that, they're supposed to get a Sid Scala interview instead. In the background, a kid walks out of the trainer's room. He's got a leg brace.
Yeah.
Apparently, things got a little heated between he and Jordan Devlin. Now a kid has a leg injury.
Yeah, man.
And he says, I want a match with Devlin when I'm cleared. Not just any match. I want him in the ring for 30 minutes.
So oh, half an Iron Man match? He wants half an Iron Man match.
So I could teach him that he made a major mistake. He wants an Iron Man match with Jordan Devlin.
I wonder if that's going to be like at the next. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do this. Like, if they're like, hey, we're going to fast track this as a NXT takeover type thing, or if they're just going to do this like on NXT TV during like the next set of tapings. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, after that, we had a really cheesy, pretty deadly promo where they, you know, talk shit about a subculture. Uh-huh. And then we had Amel versus Mako Satomura. Was this a title match or no?
I don't recall.
Didn't matter. Mako won.
Yeah.
Pretty handily with that amazing finish. Scorpio Rising. Amel got plenty of offense in, but this was never really in doubt. Mako Satomura, without breaking much of a sweat, took care of Amel.
White Brownie says, yes, it was a title match.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then they made the announcement on the show that there was, I'll give you credit for this pun, Steve, a Waltercation after the press conference. They didn't show any footage from it because it probably never actually happened.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And that's where they announced that Walter's got a hand injury.
Mm-hmm.
Title match has been postponed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we had in our main event a Heritage Cup rules match for the Heritage Cup. Mark Coffey got his match against Tyler Bate, and this is a pretty decent affair. Tyler Bate got the roll-up on Coffey in the second round to go up 1-0. Coffey got the pin on Bate after a sliding forearm in round three. It was tied 1-1. And then Tyler Bate pinned Coffey with a Tyler driver after a pretty stiff-looking knee strike there in the fifth round.
Yeah, then hit Tyler driver to get the win.
And then, hit the Tyler driver, yeah.
Yeah, that knee looked like it might have hit kind of flush.
He sold it really well, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was no Sam Gradwell this week, so that was kind of a bummer. But next week, we've got Supernova Sessions with guests Joseph Connors and Jenny, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, same. We got Impact tonight. Of course, we'll be doing our co-stream of that over on our Twitch, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern. Here's what's on the card tonight. Willie Mack versus Fall Abaugh versus Doc Gallows versus Confused Cowboy.
Also, Ace Austin and Madman Fulton and Rohit Raju and Mahabali Shera taking on current X Division champion Josh Alexander, Trey Miguel, Petey Williams, the Maple Leaf Muscle, and Chris Bay.
Yeah. Havoc versus Tasha Steeles.
Tennille Dashwood and Caleb are taking on Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering.
And then Moose.
Moose.
Versus Hernandez.
Moose. Oof. Good luck with that, Hernandez. Anyways, yeah, hopefully you guys will join us for our Impact stream tonight. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.